I love the jingles. They're so great. I can do more. Do you have more music or? Yeah, where's the synthetic English accent? Jingo did one. Yeah, find it. Where it? N? X. C. C?
This is Space Station 5, the channel with the synthetic English accent.
Isn't that great? I was hoping more people were put into a jingle, because there's a lot of people working at this radio at the moment, and I'm not really referring to me, but I've heard a lot of voices. And jingle, come here. Getting a microphone for you. Because I'm very curious, because you're about the voice, or you're the voice that's been heard the most, I think, also due to the jingle.
My voice?
Yeah.
Actually, the synthetic English accent jingle was not planned to be a jingle. It was just recorded, so when we sitting there and thought, oh, our English is so terrible, how could we make a program in English language? Oh.
Well, it's understandable, so, and I think you're doing a great job.
And this was the way this jingle came up, or sort of jingle. It's without music, it's not even, it's nothing on it, it's just the voice.
Well, that's a good thing of jingles, you know, also make jingles without music. Tip. So if he plays nice techno, we can just put a voice over it, so that's very good. Next time, he says. He promised that next time he will do that. But how many people participated in this radio so far?
Oh, that's a really difficult question. I have no idea.
You have no overview?
No, it's... if you just come to the tent, you will see it's such a chaotic system in here. Most people of the here that are helping, I've never seen before,
mm-hmm.
But this is great. It's so great. Some people are coming in,
yeah,
and saying, "Oh, I want to make a radio show or something like this," and they just do it, and it's great. The
but
people are working with this.
Mm-hmm.
They are gambling with this radio
mm-hmm.
station.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
very fun. It's very experimental sometimes.
Yeah.
I hope not too chaotic for the listener.
Oh no, I think the listeners here at Hull and everywhere in this world are really used to chaotic things. You ever seen television?
Hmm?
Television at its whole, with commercials and people screaming and making all kinds of things you have to buy, or somebody died in our street, local TV.
No.
It's bullshit, you know, that's chaotic, I think.
Yeah.
You're being confronted with all kinds of stuff you don't need, all kinds of stories you don't want to hear, and the things you want to hear and want to eat or consume, they're not on the stations or whatever.
There are more and more people, I think, that are getting rid of their television. I'm hearing this more and more, that people just say, no, I don't want this anymore, and get rid of the television.
Do they exchange that for a computer, so they have still a sort of a square lamp in there?
Okay, most people I know are heavily involved with computers, so there are already computers.
Do you have a TV at home?
Yes, but it's broken.
It's and broken.
if I
play Pong on it, maybe.
If I would clean up the room, I just get it onto the garbage, but my room looks nearly the same way as the radio tent.
A little bit chaotic with a lot of socks. I don't see any socks. Does everybody wear the socks the whole week here? I don't see dirty socks. What's that?
Yeah, the problem with no sleep means that you don't get up and...
don't get undressed and dressed again.
Yeah, I think we should take a more showers or something like this. Actually, I'm getting a beard here on this...
Yeah, you're looking like a bearded nerd.
Yeah.
A bearded nerd.
So when I came here, it wasn't that way.
But the more about television...
Yeah, I have to sort of make an intervention here, because I'm a TV junkie. I'm not afraid to admit it. And TV is great, especially at night. I have to watch all these... I don't know if they have them in other countries, but like these half an hour advertisements for like fitness machines or cleaning thingies.
Yeah.
And
but
I collect on video and they're brilliant.
You will get these two things extra on it for just $99. And
you will be young, handsome and beautiful and happy all the rest of your life if you just buy this. And it's so brilliant.
It's perfect for your next barbecue party.
Yes. That is the thing I like most about television. You see things there that you think, who thinks of these things? Why are they there? But they're there. So obviously there is a market. I always think there must be only people like me watching it, stoned out of their head, sort of like, wow. And I think nobody ever picks up that phone and makes that call that will change their life forever. Our lines are open all night, by the way, listeners. Just call now. But that is one of the great things about television. It's become such a commodity that, like, they really don't know what to do with it anymore. And out of sheer boredom, pure creativity sometimes comes. It's all in the eye of the beholder, and it's so beautiful sometimes. You see these amazingly shitty things, and you're like, I don't know how many thousand years of civilization have led to this. This is, like, amazing.
Yeah, I remember a night when we were terribly drunk, and we watched this kind of commercial, and it was so... We are lying on the floor laughing. It was... If you want to get really fucked up, then
what was it?
Drink
what?
A lot and watch these television shows in the night. It's horrible. You won't forget this night anymore.
Okay, I can still remember Ginso 2000. Does anybody know which product represents Ginso 2000? Did we all watch those programs? Do you know what Ginso 2000 is?
No, Ginso is nice. Yeah.
Yes, you're right. Yes, somebody said it here. It's our knives. I've seen them because sometimes you can buy stuff from a normal street market who were on TV for a very long time, and you almost going to believe they are the best knives ever made. But then you see them and they're not stainless. They break and they are not easy to use. Yeah, one time you can cut into concrete, and one time you can slice that tomato as thin as you want, and one time you can make really nice party snacks or decorations, but then it's over. And that was one $99.99, whatever. It's terrible, but okay. So far the TV thing, and Jingle already said there's a lot of people throwing away their TVs. I've got two at home.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I watch them too at the same time.
Yeah.
And I have my computer on, and I have two radios, also on.
To be honest, I have a TV card in my computer and sometimes.
So you can watch TV on your computer?
Yeah.
What kind of operating system are you using?
Oh, still a very old-fashioned Windows system.
Hello, let's shake hands. I'm also a very old-fashioned Windows user. There's nothing wrong with Windows as far as I know, because I don't have put any money in my software. I never bought anything from Bill Gates. You can... Yeah, okay, but it's like... I never touched a computer before. Yeah, I did the Pong thing when I was a very little girl, with two knobs and a little box you put on a TV. I think that was my first computer, but I don't know how it's called. I think the Pong game, anyway. And then my brother had a Commodore 64.
Yeah.
Yeah, and with cassettes, and you have to load every game again, and it was really funny, but then I got bored and go outside and play on the street again. And then I sort of missed out the computers and went, going to school and falling in love. And doing all those adolescent things, like going steady and having sex for the first time and stuff, and for the second time, and now I lost count. But that's okay. I can live with that. So when I started to use computers again, I was in 96, and I think it was a bit late. because now I'm a sort of a handicapped person because I only can work with Windows. But thanks to the ASCII crew, that's the Internet Workshop in Amsterdam, I'm getting to learn more and more about software and Linux, because they have loads of machines there, all working on the Linux, and I can ask the people everything I want. And there are no stupid questions concerned software and hardware anyway, especially at the ASCII place. And they also have the gender changes. So if I don't want to ask a guy, like, okay, girl, I'm going to do this, move away, you do this like this, then I go to the gender changes and they just have a lot of fun with the girls and we do our thing there. And that's fun.
In the CCC, we have something similar called the Hexen.
The witches.
The witches.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Hexen sounds similar to a hacker.
But and also like the hex one of the 10s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, day 16, but whatever.
Here, we have a third microphone.
What number is that
it's
one?
This one, yeah.
Okay, testing, 1, 2. It looks a little bit like a Lee Towers microphone. Dames en heren, dit lijkt een beetje op een Lee Towers microfoon. Lee Towers is inderdaad... Lee Towers
is he gonna sing?
Ladies and gentlemen, is he gonna sing? Are we going to sing something or not?
Maybe when we had another drink, but...
Because actually, the guy with the silver microphone looks like the microphone of Lee Towers. He's a very famous hero in the Dutch culture of singers. He has a golden one, and this one is silver. But the guy who's holding the silver microphone is actually a singer from the most famous Sissy Singers.
Yes, I am.
And you've been in Germany on tour, haven't you?
Yeah, for some strange reason, we're like more popular in Germany than in Holland.
Well, it's not that strange, because I think Germans can have more feeling for culture sometimes.
Yeah, it's probably also because, like, what we do, well, the Germans don't really know it, the Dutch really do know it, and we do it crappily, but we do translate it into German when we're in Germany. And there's, like, this typical Dutch thingy called a smartlap.
Ein Schlager?
No, it's not a Schlager.
Oh.
It's an important difference.
Oh, tell me.
Schlagers are usually about love.
Und dring, dring, hoch eine,
yep. And a smartlap is...
A tearjerker.
A tearjerker.
Something to cry
in
about.
A really good smartlap, somebody dies.
Or
it's sort of like, well, or at least the love of their life will go away forever and never return. But it has to be sad. And they are amazingly popular in Holland. And they reach number one position in all the charts.
Sometimes, because
sometimes.
I have to argue with this. Normally on this frequency, on the 97.1 FM, there's a big group of pirates here in this region making that typical music, playing the Dutch smartlappen.
That's the, no, they play like the
also, yeah,
awful
yeah.
regional variety. Sorry, I come from here, I can say that. I've lived here 18 years, and I'm so glad to be away from here.
Well,
sorry all the people out there, but it's really true.
Well, I love it. I listen to Radio Cortella and the Bushcol team and the Pirata team many, many times, every time when I'm in this region,
it's,
and I love it.
It's still funny, but...
It's also a song about a trucker goes away, and this little boy wants to talk to
and
him.
And beautiful ones about heart operations go horribly wrong where somebody dies. And like
Dr.
car
Bernard.
Accidents
Dr.
and children
Bernard.
Getting run over by cars. And lots of lovely stuff.
Yeah. Dr. Bernard is best.
Dr. Bernard is
really
nice.
Can you write a text from?
Yeah, of course I know the
lyrics.
I can do it in Dutch or in German, whatever you prefer.
I think we could do it in German because we are sort of surrounded with a lot of Germans. And I think like this little culture shock will help them out. If I can remember the lines, I can do the lines, but I can do the melody anyway.
Yep, well, let's try it.
Okay, let's try this. This is an experimental...
I'm also really drunk, so I hope this will go right, but...
Oh, that doesn't matter.
Try.
It's fine. It's Saturday night. It's about a 2:45, so... What
Whatever.
The fuck?
Okay.
I said fuck. Let's do it.
Dr. Bernhard, Sie müssen sagen, wie es ihm jetzt geht. Dr. Bernhard, ich kann doch nur noch beten für Sie und ihn.
Jedes Mal denk ich wieder, er liegt da so allein. Dr. Bernhard, helf mir, bring ihm durch das Schlimmste durch. Sag mir nur die Wahrheit, nur ist er jetzt nicht mehr in Gefahr. Doktor, ich hab so Angst. Ganz mein Leben war immer nur für ihn. Ganz mein Leben ist nicht mehr ohne ihn. Alles geben will ich, aber halt ihn doch hier. Oh, und ich vermiss ihn. Ich liebe ihn so und vermiss ihn. Jetzt kommt der Doktor. Machen Sie sich keine Sorgen, neben war ich noch bei ihm. Er schläft jetzt sicher bis zum Morgen und die Schwester bleibt bei ihm. Aber gestern Abend war er wach, er hat mich sogar geküsst. Es gibt auch nichts Besonderes, aber es ist besser, dass er ruht. Sag mir nur die Wahrheit, nur ist er jetzt nicht mehr in Gefahr. Doktor, ich hab so Angst. Ganz mein Leben war immer nur für ihn. Ganz mein Leben ist nicht mehr ohne ihn. Alles geben will ich, aber halt ihn doch hier. Oh, und ich vermiss ihn. Ich liebe ihn so und vermiss ihn. Jetzt kommt ein wenig Stille und dann Tring, Tring.
Telefon geht.
Tring. Telefon geht. Nein, nein, nein. Dann nochmal sehr melodramatische Musik. Ende des Liedes.
Das war wunderschön. That was terrific. Can I say, what was your artist name anyway?
Because Paula Polyester.
Paula Polyester from the Sissy Singers. You broke up, didn't you?
No, we didn't.
No?
Well, we had artistic differences.
Yes.
So we checked.
Okay. Well, that's an old gossip. So I can yep. can I help it that I wrote the yep. read the wrong magazine? But you didn't break up.
No. Well, we. Chucked someone out, and now we're the polder models.
The polder models?
Yep.
Oh my god, I think that's a hard thing to explain.
Well, the polder model is sort of like this evil, social democratic, Dutch, typically Dutch consensus system that we have, sort of like where everybody has a talk forever, like the trade unions, the government, whoever, and in the end, what the big companies want will happen, but everybody will be happy because they will have had their democratic right to talk about it.
Yeah.
Germany has now just gotten the hang of it with their new government since a few years, but Holland had it for a long time, and that's the polder model. Everybody is allowed to have their say for weeks, years if necessary. In the end, still what capitalism wants will happen, but everybody will be so happy they had their democratic right to say, to protest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the polder model.
Yeah,
and
we're
the polder models.
It's a very good name, I think. Well, yeah. But we were standing here with about 15 people, and we all enjoyed it. It's very hard. It's such a shame I don't have the original with me. Because we could sing along with the original, that would be nice, sort of karaoke thingy. But to go back on the democratic, well, non-democratic system of the polder model, at the moment you have like all kinds of big corporates who are consulting NGOs about some specific subject, and the NGOs are very happy that they can talk with it, or the corporate says, well, we talked about it with an NGO, so we really talked with the people about this, and well, they make. How do you say that? Goeie sier daarmee. They sort of say like, oh, look, we're good. We talk with the people. We do care. Well, don't be fooled. I think we go back to an MP3, have a little break here. It would be nice.
The number you have reached has been disconnected.
Nay, nay, nay.
Stay.
Geh weiter, bitte. Das war gut, du hast eine sehr schöne Stimme.
Tati, warum kann ich denn nicht öfters bei dir sein? Warum geht es nur einmal im Monat? Sind wir zusammen, bringt uns das eine Menge Freude ein. Wie das nun mal ist, wenn man sich lieb hat. Aber die Mutti sieht das nicht gern. Warum hält sie mich bloß von ihr fern? Dabei lieb ich euch beide, denn ich bin noch euer Kind. Warum nur kann ich nicht entscheiden, bei wem ich bleiben will?
Oh, so sad! Oh my God!
It's a divorce song for all of you English-speaking listeners.
Thank you very much. Doesn't he have a nice voice? Yeah. My God, I want him on my sex lines. I don't have any sex lines, but with your voice, I'm going to start one. Women, you can call now. He turns you on in 10 seconds. Okay, nur eine Mark, ruf ihm an. Okay, I don't know what machine that is. Is that MP3A?
The number you have reached has been disconnected.
Well, pay your bills, asshole. We're going to switch to this MP3 machine for a little second, because my dear friend Ellen has a song. And we all know this from Amsterdam, from Radio de Vrijkeizer. And we already heard this before, but it's a nice song.
Secretary of War at the State Department of the United States. We have a problem. The companies want something done about this sluggish world economic situation. Profits have been running more than a little thin lately, and we need to stimulate some growth. Now, we know that there's an alarmingly high number of young people roaming around in your country with nothing to do but stir up trouble for the police and damage private property. Doesn't look like they'll ever get a job. It's about time we did something constructive with these people. We've got thousands of them here, too. They're crawling all over. The companies think it's time we all sit down, have a serious get-together, and start another war. A president? Oh, he loves the idea. All those missiles streaming overhead, to and fro, napalm. People running down the road, skin on fire. Soviets beam up for it. The Kremlin's been itching for the real thing for years. Want a little going-away present from Mr. Brezhnev. Hell, Afghanistan's no fun. So, what do you say? We don't even have to win this war. We just want to cut down on some of this excess population. Now, just start up a draft. Draft as many of those people as you can. We'll call up every last youngster we can get our hands on and give them an hour or two to learn how to use an automatic rifle and send them on their way. El Salvador, Northern Ireland are a modern
just cook up a good Soviet threat story in the Middle East. We need that oil. We had Libya all ready to go. Colonel Gaddafi's hit squad didn't even show up. I tell you, that man is unreliable. The Russians had their finger on the button just like we did for that one. Now just think for a minute. We can make this war so big, so big. The more people we kill in this war, the more the economy will prosper. We can get rid of practically everybody on your dole queue if we plan this right. Take every loafer on welfare right off our computer rolls. Oh, don't worry about those demonstrators. Just pump up your drug supply. So many people have hooked themselves on heroin and amphetamine since we took over. Just like Vietnam, we had everybody so busy with LSD, they never got too strong. Kept the war functioning just fine. It's easy. We've got our college kids so interested in beer, they don't even care if we start manufacturing germ bombs again. Put a nuclear stockpile in their backyard, they wouldn't even know what it looked like. So how about it? Look, war is money. The arms manufacturers tell me unless we get our bomb factories up to full production, the whole economy is going to collapse. The Soviets are in the same boat. We all agree the time has come to the big one. So what do you say?
That was marvelous.
That's excellent. We knew you'd agree. The companies will be very pleased.
但是偶尔达到不能成了。
Okay, just another drink entered the tent here. It's maybe interesting to do something about that, a little cultural special.
I can tell something about it, or at least where I got it. It's a very famous drink from Czechia.
Yeah.
Made of an amazing number of herbs and loads of alcohol.
And it's called...
This is historic, because this is the final bottle left from the Prague... World Bank meeting where we were and then had to drive back with a large car and filled like the whole car with this stuff.
Smuggling alcohol. Okay, I'm gonna try take a sip and then you can explain me how it's called. Well, it doesn't do anything horrible for me. I can deal with this.
But I know you, honey. You're sort of used to this kind of alcohol level.
I drink sherry, so I can deal with this. Okay, it's called Becherovka.
Becherovka.
Becherovka. It's Karlsruhe original from Jan Becher from 1807 from the Czech Republic.
It's supposed to be incredibly healthy if you drink it like in the morning with a cup of coffee. But that sort of takes your mind somewhere else, so don't plan on doing anything useful that day, but you will have a very pleasant day, I can...
It's a sort of mixture between Unterberg and Jägermeister.
Sort of, but it's better than that. It's sort of, yeah, it's quite nice.
How much alcohol is in here?
40%. That's,
that's
80
nothing.
Proof for you US listeners.
It's nothing. You know, straw rum is nothing. Duh.
No, it's laughable, but it's quite nice.
It's really nice. It's soft and it has a lot of herbs in it. You can taste it.
And
okay.
I mean, all herbs are very good for you.
You can order now at the CCC 2 liters of Becherovka for only... No, it's not commercial here. You're listening to... And we'll be right back. Oké, okay, we zijn nu terug weer op A1, Amsterdam-Salto-kanaal. We're back on A1, but you don't care, I think. You're watching live.dds.nl/tv if you have this in your tent or somewhere else on Earth. Welcome again. Dus Mintje in Amsterdam, we zitten hier met z'n allen op een heel gezellige conferentie. Het heet Hall 2001 vanuit Enschede. De universiteit hier in Twente heeft de ruimte van de campus. Een hele mooi gebied met grasvelden, meertjes, of kleine vijvers eigenlijk. Beschikbaar gesteld om dit fantastische conferentie plaats te laten vinden. En petje af eigenlijk voor de Universiteit van Twente. En ik wil wat dat betreft namens iedereen de Universiteit van Twente bedanken. Want ze hebben sowieso zichzelf weer op de kaart gezet. Wat betreft computergebruikers. Nog een keer.
Bedankt hè.
Dat was inderdaad echt local. Ja, fantastisch. Ik vind het dus heel moeilijk, hè. Gronings, dat lukt. Limburgs, dat lukt ook. Maar Twents, dan moet je echt gewoon...
is niet moeilijk, moet je gewoon praten.
Oké. Okay. Ja, nee, maar zodra ik dat probeer, dan krijg ik hele rare dingen. En dan word ik weer uitgemaakt voor iemand die probeert dan lokaal te zijn. Dat is helemaal niet leuk. Goed. Nogmaals... Mensen luisteren sowieso naar Radio Cortella, het Boeskot team, het Piratenteam en al die andere mensen die op de 97.1 uitzenden elk weekend en eigenlijk iedere dag volgens mij met de muziek die zij het leukst vinden. En dat is vaak genieten. Heerlijk. In ieder geval bedankt voor jullie bijdrage. Oké. Okay. Alan, do you have any music there? Did you say, like, this is so fucking wonderful, I really want to play this? I think it's on.
Yeah, in fact, I do. Big shouts out to Cody and all of my brothers in Seattle and the Murder City Devils. Bet you thought you'd never be playing in the Netherlands. Here's Idle Hands.
I hope so. Does it work?
Wah, wah, wah.
I think you have to... Okay, I've got this song here in a CD player. I have to see which number it is. Doesn't matter at all. Come on, let's do it. This is the classical music put into punk rock music. I'm saying musicals. It's musicals. Oh my god, I want to hear the sound of music in punk. Is it on it?
Yep,
it's on it. You know which number it is on?
No, not really.
Okay, we just play.
Just play the first
the
song.
First song, yeah, we do.
Look.
What it is. Come on, play. Play.
Thank you.
are the artists of this CD?
That's Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. Is this the Sound of Music? No, it is not, eh? Oh my god. No. I want to hear the Sound of Music. I'm just going to switch to this one. Bell.
Rocky
Horror Picture Show. We already played a song of that movie. Well, this sounds great anyway. Can sing along on this one. Summertime and living is easy.
My father has a lot of money or something.
Summertime and living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy.
Vomit part.
Oh,
be careful of the record players. Don't stretch the vinyl. Mush part. This is not the Sound of Music, I'm sure. Just stepping through a CD, if you don't mind. If you do mind, come to the radio tent and we have a discussion about it. What's this? Annie. I hate Annie. I always hated Annie.
Which calls to me and speaks my name. And you are dream again.
What is this then?
No idea.
We have a phone call. No, not now. Which channels are they? Which are they? Yeah, which are the channels? Okay, hello?
Hello? Yeah, hello, wat zijn jullie eigenlijk allemaal aan het doen?
Wat wij aan het doen zijn, wij maken een radioprogramma voor alle mensen die hier kamperen op de campus.
Waar?
Waar? In Twente? In Enschede. Hallo?
Ja, waar is dat?
Enschede, dat ligt in het oosten van Nederland, vlakbij de Duitse grens. Dat is een heel mooi gebied.
Oh, van die vuurwerkfabriek.
Van die vuurwerkfabriek, ja inderdaad. Er was een ongelukje vorig jaar. En dat was dan tijdens de Eurovisie Songfestival. We verdenken er ook van dat degene die dat veroorzaakt heeft een hekel heeft aan het Eurovisie Songfestival. Zo. Maar goed, je belt even naar dit fantastische radiostation. Hoe heet je en waar bel je vandaan?
Jan uit Zaandam.
Yeah, your background is sort of screwed up, baby. So, Jan uit Zaandam. Wel, je kijkt waarschijnlijk ook naar de televisie.
Ja, zeker veel ruimte voor die tentjes nou daar in Enschede.
Er is ontzettend veel ruimte voor tentjes op de campus in Twente. Ik geloof op dit moment dat het rampgebied wordt weer gerenoveerd. Er staat in ieder geval een groot hek omheen. En we kunnen er niet allemaal naar kijken, maar daar hebben we ook helemaal geen behoefte aan. Omdat het natuurlijk vreselijk is wat daar gebeurd is. Maar goed, Jan uit Zaandam. Heb je nog verzoekjes, een mop, een wens, een goede boodschap voor de mensen hier? Jan heeft weinig meer te zeggen. Dankjewel, Jan. Ja, dat was Jan. Je moet wel wat te melden hebben, hoor. Kom op, we gaan niet de hele boel hier omver gooien omdat je niks meer te zeggen. Kom op. Ja, we zetten door. The caller called in from Zaandam. That's sort of north of Amsterdam. And he sort of made fun of the fact we were in Enschede. It's in the east of Holland, as you know, the people are here. And during the Eurovision Song Contest, not this year, but the year before, it was a very big accident in the city of Enschede because they had a firework factory standing there, which exploded. And I made a remark that the person who did that probably hate the Eurovision Song Contest, because we in Holland, in all over the Netherlands, we could not watch the Eurovision Song Festival anymore. Because of the terrible disaster, a lot of people get killed and a very big area get destroyed. So it's no fun, of course. Is this a Sound of Music? No. I want to hear no, little goater, yeah, little hee-hee. Is that one they sort of made a cover of?
No, that's not the one. They made another. But it's been a while since I played this one, so wait and be surprised, I would say.
I'm surprised. Okay, you're listening to and we're making radio for all you happy campers here in Enschede and all those other people all over the world who are tuned in on live.dds.nl/TV or are, went to the website or looking at any of our streams, because there are so many streams I don't even recall them. Do you know another URL people can tune into?
Try hell.squad.net. There are many streams live here from the camp. There's the ASCII cam, which streams in ASCII. There's the balloon cam from a balloon that hangs somewhere over us. And there are some amazingly strange streams there. Check it out.
Yeah.
hell.squad.net.
Yeah, and that's not hell with an E, but with an A. It has been a hell a little bit with the rainy thing here, but I think we still are happy campers here.
There is even, just as we speak of, since about an hour, there is Hell Stream, spelled H-E-L-L, for all those... Yeah, it's been put up by the resistance, the underground resistance here on the camp, who sort of disliked the dance-oriented style of music yesterday, and they've put like an hour of... Well, I don't know how many gigabytes of Pantera and Slayer online, and you can listen to that in a stream.
I cannot imagine that people don't. Of course. But where were they playing those house and thingies and such? Because I missed it.
Here on the radio, I liked it quite a lot. But there's like a hardcore Pantera Slayer fraction here, which doesn't want to listen to anything else, so they created their own stream.
So it was.
But it's on the website, also on the official one. The hell2001.org,
mm-hmm.
And you can tap into probably the largest archive of noise, heavy metal, death metal, just online at this time.
My God, I wish they broadcast it. Why don't they brought a transmitter? I only have a radio. Yeah, well, we could, but was it sure it was from the radio and not the main tent or something somebody was complaining about?
Could be both. It was, what name names? It was somebody at the ASCII tent who got really fed up. We were sort of wedged in between our huge speakers transmitting the radio, and on the other side is the main tent sort of continuously pounding out relatively shitty music from the main tent. So it could have been either of those.
Do you know the name of the DJ
who
from played
the
in the main tent?
I have no idea.
Well, stop the playing that shitty music, I would say. Okay, we're still looking for the Sound of Music part of this CD. Song 11 stopped, so we go to number 12, I hope. Yeah, it's there. Nice bass.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play.
From the cabaret, my friends.
Life is a cabaret show. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the
God, I just kicked the CD player.
Life is a cabaret old show. Come to the cabaret.
Drink Club Maché.
Come taste the wine. Come hear the band. Come blow the horn. Start celebrating right this way. Your table's waiting. No use permitting some profit of two.
Yeah, it's a fine, I really, this is also a nice song. We're live as a cabaret, old friend and stuff. But I'm still very wondering about the Sound of Music.
Life is a cabaret.
Come on, next one. Is it only 12 songs? Okay, there we go to play. It's actually the thing what we're doing, actually, zapping over the CD here is... This is
really amazing. Madonna, eat this.
This was Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. And I think maybe you remember that we have a royal wedding coming up in the Netherlands. That's going to be the 2nd of February. Our very royal prince is going to marry a very nice, going to be, Argentinian princess. Well, I would think maybe it's nice to tune in on www.indymedia.nl, which is not up yet, but will be up then, to do a live event on this one
wonderful marriage of two people who love each other, get together, well, have strange histories of where they come from, but we love this soap, so stay tuned. And this is the we finally, sorry, excuse me for being so loud in your tent, or at home. We finally found the number from The Sound of Music. And it's not with a little goder, but it is, let me see, it is a CDA, and it's this fader. And we're going to listen to it.
Bite your dog, bite, bite your bee sting. I don't feel so fucking bad. Rain drops on roses and wishes on kittens. Like copper kettles and warm water.
Wasn't that great? Let's take out the CD. And this is Me First and the Gimme Gimmies, right? Nice punk rock thing. Yeah, for musicals. I never heard that. I heard classical music being punk rocky sized, but never musicals. Well, what do you have under your finger? Something experimental. Okay, listen to this.
Sind Sie bereit, auf Ihrer inneren Leinwand Bilder laufen zu lassen? Sie können Töne hören, Gerüche riechen und Empfindungen spüren, mit denen Sie neue Kraft schöpfen und die Ihre Erholung noch wirksamer machen. Sie haben beide Augen geschlossen. Sie betreten einen Plattenladen. Die Regale sind voll mit LPs, Kassetten und CDs. Überall stehen junge und ältere Leute vor den Regalen. Sie holen einzelne Platten heraus, betrachten die Cover, stecken sie wieder zurück und scheinen mit allem, was sie tun, viel Zeit zu haben. An den Wänden hängen Autogrammkarten bekannter Stars und einige Poster. Dabei fällt ihnen besonders ein Motiv auf. Es zeigt eine Wüstengegend in Australien. Im Vordergrund sitzt eine Gruppe von Aborigines ums Lagerfeuer. Der Stammesälteste, mit dem wettergegerbten, faltigen Gesicht, scheint sie direkt zu fixieren. Ja, er zwinkert deutlich mit den Augen. Jetzt bewegt er seinen Kopf, er nickt ihnen zu. Und auch die anderen werden lebendig. Unversehens sitzen sie mit in der Runde. Es ist sehr warm. Du wolltest doch schon immer mal Didgeridoo spielen lernen, sagt der Häuptling. Und ohne auf ihre Reaktion zu warten, fährt er fort. Aber ehe du spielst, musst du lernen, wie man sitzt. Die nächsten 4 Wochen wirst du die Kunst des Sitzens lernen. Erst danach wirst du das Instrument anrühren. Tatsächlich setzen sie sich unwillkürlich so hin, wie noch nie in ihrem Leben. Wundersam balanciert, leicht und mühelos, als ob ihre Sitzhaltung eine Improvisation auf die Gesetze des Kosmos sei. Sie schließen still die Augen und hören den alten Aborigine auf dem Didgeridoo spielen. Seine langgezogenen, tief dröhnenden Töne lassen ihren Körper durch und durch vibrieren, bis sie auf diesem Ton und mit dem Strom dieses atmenden Tones zu reiten scheinen. Oder ist es gar ein Fliegen? Und plötzlich wird dieser Ton zu einem Lichtstrahl, mit dem sie in einem weiten, klingenden Bogen über die australische Wüste fliegen, über die Erdatmosphäre hinaus ins Sonnensystem, in einer langen Ellipse vorbei an Venus und Merkur und dann in einem großen Bogen zum Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptun, Uranus und Pluto und dann wieder zurück, einmal um die Sonne herum, bis sie schließlich an einer palmenumstandenen Korallenbucht direkt aus dem Himmel schwerelos ins Wasser tauchen. Sie sind zwar das Staunen gewöhnt, aber dass sie hier unter Wasser auf lauter bunte Papageien treffen würden, die mit einer Gruppe von Delfinen um die Wette tauchen, verblüfft sie doch ein wenig. Vor allem, weil dabei noch der Duft von frisch geschälten Orangen in ihre Nase zieht. Denn in diesem Wasserreich atmet es sich so leicht und würzig wie auf dem Lande nicht. Sie fragen die Delfine, was das alles zu bedeuten habe. Aber die grinsen nur ihr Delfingrinsen und projizieren das Wort Traumzeit in Blockbuchstaben auf eine Leinwand, die plötzlich zwischen den Korallen unter Wasser erscheint. Sie wiederholen das Wort Traumzeit, Traumzeit, Traumzeit mehrmals in ihrem Inneren, bis sie wieder den vibrierenden Ton hören, auf dessen Licht sie die ganze Zeit gereist sind, und bis sie wieder neben dem Aborigine-Häuptling sitzen, die Augen aufmachen und dann wieder das Plakat an der Wand des Plattenladens sehen, das mit dem Wort Traumzeit in Blockbuchstaben unterschrieben ist. Sie verlassen den Plattenladen mit einem Lächeln. Draußen betreten sie den Regenwald, wo ihnen gleich ein Papagei mit einer frisch geschälten Orange entgegengeflogen kommt. Und wenn diese Bilder in ihrer eigenen Vorstellung noch eine kleine Kür laufen möchten, bitte, geben Sie ihnen jetzt am Ende unserer Reise freien Lauf. Behalten Sie Ihre Eindrücke im Gedächtnis, damit Sie, wenn Sie diese Übung wiederholen, Fortschritte feststellen können. Nachdem Sie Ihr Vorstellungsvermögen nach allen Seiten hin trainiert haben und nachdem Ihr Gehirn in bekannte und unbekannte Wirbel der Selbsterkundung getaucht ist, können Sie sich allmählich wieder mit der Anwesenheit im Hier und Jetzt vertraut machen. Aber keine Eile. Und wenn Sie soweit sind, nehmen Sie einen tiefen Atemzug und bewegen dann ein wenig die Zehen, die Beine, die Arme, bis Sie das unwiderstehliche Bedürfnis spüren, sich so richtig auszustrecken und zu recken wie eine Katze nach ihrer Siesta-Meditation. Körperlich und geistig erfrischt, wach und tatkräftig. Ihre kleine Reise ist zu Ende.
Schon als ich ein kleiner Junge war, war mein Sozialverhalten sonderbar. Wenn andere kriegen oder Fußball spielen, saß ich am liebsten drin hinter Jalousien. Erschien nie rechtzeitig zum Abendbrot, spielte Telespiele und schoss Androiden tot. Ich trug komische Klamotten, hatte keine Frisur, dafür eine Kassenbrille und eine Digitaluhr. Ich war weltfremd und introvertiert, gleichzeitig genial und völlig unkonzentriert. Als ich mal wieder Weihnachten vergessen hab, hat meine Mama gesagt,
was sagte sie?
Sie sagte unter Garantie, mach dich mein Sohn, dein Drang zur sozialen Isolation, einmal berühmt. Sie sagt mein Sohn, du wirst bestimmt ein Programmierer, du wirst der beste Codierer der Welt, als Programmierer machst du bestimmt ein unheimliches Geld. Das Tageslicht sieht man zwar nicht, doch auf der Monitor macht ja schließlich Licht. Programmierer, bleich im Gesicht,
guck mal, wie der herumrennt, mit Birkenstocks und Sympatex und Karohemd. Er ist seit 20 Wochen unrasiert, hat seine Wohnung mit Leporello tapeziert. Er hat ein Handy und einen Taschen-PC, redet dauernd so ein Zeug, von dem ich nichts verstehe. Bei ihm sind alle Frauen abgeblitzt, weil er lieber vor dem Rechner sitzt. Er lebt vom Keks- und Zigarettenautomaten-Kaffee, weil er nachts arbeitet und nie einkaufen geht. Er wohnt mit 30 noch bei Mutter daheim.
Er kann nur Informatiker sein. Ein Programmierer. Ein Programmierer geht in seinem Beruf völlig.
Sie werden mir ein Schweinegeld dafür geben, dass ich meine eigenen Fehler wieder beseitige. Und dann kann meine Mama wirklich stolz auf mich sein. Und liege ich im Sommer am Strand. Ich vergesse vielleicht meinen Namen meiner Frau, aber niemals, niemals werde ich meinen ersten Vortrag 76 komplett vergessen. Oh, ich weiß noch, er lief auf einer 370er von IBM. Kein Busy, wir kennen gar nichts. Wir stanzen unsere Programme auf Lochkarten. Ein Compilerlauf dauerte 2 Tage. Ein einziges falsches Leerzeichen konnte ein ganzes Rechenzentrum zum Absturz bringen. Und gedebuggt wurde mit einem Hexdump. Das kam auf müdem Librello-Papier aus einem Kettendrucker. Ein Programmierer.
Wunderbar. I'm wondering. Nee, schat.
When you tell the truth and it's a lie, when you see him smile inside you cry, my lord. I often thought that we had fun, but the next thing you have done was to expose me. You made me feel dumb, tired and numb, embarrassed sometimes. But didn't we have fun, get along well most of the time? I just don't understand your way to pretend.
Oh,
cool. The whole network is down and we are still on. So all you nerds who don't brought your radio, you're fucked. Okay, people, we still have a party going on. If you don't like big parties like in the main tent, you can also have a little nice, decent conversation here at the radio tent. Yes, the radio show goes on even if on this side of the campsite the network is down. I don't know exactly how that works, because it's in a way funny, because the network people who guard the network say that it's not down, but we had definitely have some little problems here, even communicating via internet with Amsterdam, but still we have something nice like a cellular phone, and we can do a lot of nice things here. Okay. And just keep on your radio, because we have such nice music for you.
his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. He shall see no more vanity nor divine divination, for I will deliver my people out of your hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Therefore night shall be unto you, and ye shall not have a vision, and ye shall be dark, and ye shall not be dark. The sun shall go down as the prophets, and the day shall be dark. Then shall the seers be ashamed of the diviners to come. Yea, they shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer.
Station 5, 97.1 FM. It's 4 o'clock in the morning and we're taking over.
that's Robo and me, and I've been doing this graveyard shift from 4 till 8 for the last 3 days, but I think tonight will probably be the night with the most listeners. Also, I really want to thank the people from the Asker Tent who did the previous show, especially Marlies, I think was her name, and Pauline, sorry, Pauline. Yeah, I think it will be very hard to top your show.
Well, it's not my show. I did it with a very nice guy who did the music, which name I already forget again.
Hackett.
Yes, and he did a very good job on doing music. And who are you and where are you from?
My name is Jens.
Your name is Jens, okay?
Yeah, the shit is we don't have internet connection, so I do this by telephone and the Instagram radio. And you're from Germany? Okay. You're from the CCC? Okay. Okay.
Hello? Hello?
everybody. This is a little announcement for all you lovely people being at the part of the campsite which contains the ASCII tent and the radio tent that is at the top of the main tent. This part of the campsite is disconnected, and we would really like you to find out how that... Find the Sherlock Holmes in you, grab Watson out of your sleeping bag, and go together to find why we're disconnected. If you find a problem, there'll be a very nice prize for you, and we will honor you with all our agars.
like a moon river. There beyond the blinds, in a few wide slats of light. Try beneath the city, tunnel beneath the feet of the people in the city. Roman, Roman, Roman in the city. And crossway boy, downtown waterfront boy. In the shadows with a Humvee and a motor beat. And she's on the phone again, she's surfing, she's on the phone again. She's calling from America, she's calling from America. She's surfing, she's moshing, and the girls are diving. Girls are up for something. Animal boy thing, upon the roof again boy thing. Get down there at the zebra Cadillac, make it down to the Delaware and up in your head. Mona, 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 Rudy, get the, get the, get the, get the, the night the city loves you, city loves a boyfriend. French walking with a boyfriend, and a nice bed with a boyfriend, and the city loves a boyfriend. Everybody loves a boyfriend, and the city loves you, loves you, loves you, loves everyone, and everyone is smiling, is smiling, is pushing it around, is pushing it around like the shadows of the evolution in the dark. Superboys, and where time is all, and where time is everything, and where time of all this started has returned to us. Earth, wind, and fire, get the sun in your head, black metal walls are crawling. I am the hunger above your town, a little salad, a little lamb. I am dubious, I am metal, I'm stainless, I'm milk in your plastic. I'm wrecking rims and left alone with a full moon, and the only thing I can do, lying awake on the floor, a knife, a fork, a cup awake, a cup awake, a cup awake. Water empty into me, constantly, constantly, without, without, without again, without again, without again. Yo, telephone numbers move across oceans, oceans between us open, silence is indifferent. Love, 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 love walks with a boyfriend, the city loves a boyfriend, everybody loves a boyfriend, the city loves a boyfriend. You left me alone with a full moon, full moon, full moon. Full moon, full moon. Boy, boy, boy. Cross, cross way, boy. Down.
And we're going to report live from the field. The people who are trying to fix the network outside is waiting. Ingo, what are the reports? How are the works going in restoring network connectivity? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Oh, doesn't work. So, back to the music. Trying again. How are things going outside with the repairing of our network connectivity? This is Ingo reporting live. Hello, can you hear me, Ingo? Hello? Hello? So, just wait. Hello? Well, it doesn't seem to work. We same as the network. Okay, then. Let's try it another time.
hello, this is Radio Intergalactic, and we are still... Oh, sorry, Radio Space Station 5. And we are still offline. I just were outside. You may have heard that we tried to make a phone connection, but it didn't work out. So the network crew is still trying to fix it. They think that a fiber connection is broken, and so that they can't get any traffic through. But they are just running around and trying to fix it. Jens, you have to turn the mic on.
Yeah.
No? We can't hear you.
Hello? Hello?
Well, doesn't matter. Thinking of how about going to the FHQ, to the field headquarters, and trying to get someone there for an interview on the state of connectivity? Yes, I can try to get over. I suppose we should test the phone connection and then try this again. And yeah, we'll see if it works out. Stay tuned.
Try to find the network group. Maybe they're still on the switch. Yeah, I see them there.
Are you still with us?
Are you still with us, Ingo?
I'm still with you. Hello, this is Radio Space Station 5. We are live from the radio. I think you are from the network crew, or at least Noah. May I go in touch? Yeah.
Shit.
We are off the very...
The network is disconnected.
Hello? Jens?
Yes.
The network is...
I just turned you louder.
Oh, yes. I'm hearing you, Jens.
Yeah.
Am I still on?
You are still on, yes?
Oh, yes. Okay, so the connection isn't lost. Yeah, we are still online. Can I get in and ask them? Okay. Yeah, I hope they are quite busy. I hope they have time. Hello, this is Radio Space Station 5. We are live on our broadcast. Can I ask some questions about the network here? What's going wrong?
We can't find out at the moment.
So is it a physical problem that the fiber connection is broken, or is it a software problem that somebody is doing something strange on the net?
First, we can see there's a software problem in one of the big switches that we cannot access at the moment because the buildings are closed at the university.
Ingo?
Oh, yes, Jens? Yes.
Can you ask them whether it was some kind of legal problem? Because I was pretty scared when I read about that all the legal police and everyone, they had pre-filled orders to cut off the network connectivity.
From the person in the tent on the studio, if it could be a legal problem so that the police switched us off, can this be?
Not what we're aware of at the moment. And we would see disconnection in a different place than we see now.
Okay, so I think they are quite busy at the moment, and I wanted to disturb them very long. But one last thing.
In which region is this internet down? In which exactly region is this? We think it's down in the Vrijhof building, which means that the about three quarters of the campsite is disconnected at the moment.
Okay, and do you know something how long this will take to fix it? So, maybe?
If this is in the university building, then the first chance is tomorrow morning, if we're lucky.
Oh, this is a very big problem.
No.
I hope this is enough for you, Jens, at the moment.
Well, we are very unhappy about being without connectivity until tomorrow morning. I think this really sucks, but it has a good thing. People are forced to listen to the radio. Small update on the network connectivity problem here at HLL 2001. There seems to be a problem getting inside of the university. The problem is actually located inside the university. Ingo, do you want to say something about that?
I hope you heard my report. It's always a little bit critical with the telephone. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay, so, I said everything I know, and now we will try to get to the lockpicker's tent, and maybe they can help.
Yeah, so if any lockpickers awake, and I know there will be some lockpickers awake, just wait for the cavalry to come, and, I hope that we will have the next report live from inside the university.
Okay, so I will call if something interesting is happening then.
maybe in the meantime you would like to know some things you can do without networks. Today there was a football game on. Oh, we have a phone call. We have a phone call, and it's Ingo again. Ingo, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Ingo?
I can hear you very low, but it's working. So right now I am in the on the way to the lock picking tent. There's still some light, but I don't know if they're still awake. So
it's very exciting, isn't it?
It's very exciting. We are here with by two persons doing all the radio. Oh, it's locked. It's locked because it's locked.
Yeah.
Others are still
someone, I see someone making coffee and the monitors are still on.
So maybe we should... Hello?
The back of the tent is open. The back of the tent, yes.
Oh, yes.
The
okay.
Are we going to the tent?
We are going now to the back of the tent and try to go in there. The back entrance is open. Let's go inside the lock picking tent. Hello?
Hello?
So, most people are sleeping right here. Hello, this is Radio Space Station 5. We are live on air. We have a problem here. And there's another radio station also live in Amsterdam. Please come over. So, there's only one person awake in the lockpicker center. We have a problem. So the network in a huge size of the camp area is down, and the switch, the router where the problem is maybe in the inside of the building of the university here, and the network crew can't get in. So can we ask for assistance in such a case?
Usually, the question is if the owner of the lock or the temporary owner of the lock to enter the room where the problem is located is one of the persons driving the help. So, if there is any contract that says, okay, if there is any problem in your rooms, which is, a problem derived from your technical staff, which we have to solve to provide our services, which are part of our contract, if we may be able to provide any legal possible contribution to solve the problem, yeah. But there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee that we open any log. We try it.
I understand it's a sort of a problem as well. If people from that side of the camp area already being in their Saturday night drinking, coming to you, the specialist on locks, because we are bound to, we bounced into a locked door where the router is, where we can say, like, okay, get a second line, which is nice for our radio show. Sorry. And, can you do it or not?
Do you know the kind of key which is used for locking the door? Is it a normal...
We
don't know anything, I suppose.
You just did a lock before you went to
no,
the lock.
No, they are still... we are still at the switch when I...
But can we do that?
Can you take your work, your tools, and we just go over and try to find them, and then we can see if they are... We are illegal visitors for the
room. Okay. Let's make a deal. I come with you, bring in all my tools. So if it's possible for me to bypass this security device mounted on the door,
excuse me.
You bring one person of organizing help responsible person signing for that I bypass the door.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I'll try it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Let's go.
I'll try it.
Let's go.
Excuse me? Ingo?
Yeah, we
sign for it. Because we know
he Ingo?
He has to be he has to make responsible to me that he is authorized that I open the door for him.
Yeah.
Let's find the people and then
see what
there are offers.
Yeah, yeah, well,
okay.
Well, I'm his key.
Exactly. He's right. We have to find somebody with the organization.
Yeah, but I think the network crew is part of the organization. They are knowing where they are and oh yes. Okay, let's go outside. We are too loud, the people here are sleeping. Oh, let's go outside.
Ingo, can you hear me?
Yes, Jens, I'm hearing you.
Could you stop by the radio tent? Because I don't know if everything was clearly understood. I think we got the message that they are having, well, some kind of fears. But, well, just on your way to the university, stop by in the radio tent and with the lockpicker.
I will come to the radio tent with the lockpicker, but the main...
First, we have to find somebody of the network who can say, like, we can use somebody of the lockpicking organization to pick open the door, which the router is, which we can have connection again. Well, let's go.
There are some people in the caravan who may be listening to.
Are you watching porn? Oh, no, it's science fiction.
You want to see porn? No problem. But what's the problem?
The problem is that the part where the radio is, this phone is from the radio, Space Station 5.
Yeah.
This phone is from the radio and TV in Amsterdam, and, well, also on the internet, so globally.
Okay, but what is the problem?
The problem is, I just want to say who we are. The problem is that the part of the radio tent and the people who are there are disconnected of the internet. So there's no IRC, there's no live stream of the radio.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And the technical people say here, like, we cannot enter a door because the router is into the building of university.
Yeah, yeah.
So we just stop. Well, we have lockpickers here.
Yeah, we have, but I can't do it right now.
No. We are not asking you. We already found someone.
Okay.
So just keep on. What movie is this?
Final Fantasy.
I haven't seen this one. This is so fucking great.
Okay, I suppose we should go on with our chase.
Yeah, we will go on. We will go on with some music. Another phone call from Ingo, reporting live from outside. Ingo, you're on.
Yes, hello Jens. I'm hearing you're very low. Can you turn the volume just a little bit up for me?
Okay.
Is it better like this?
Yes, it's fine. So, how far have you come with me before we lost the connection?
No, I'm not sleeping tonight.
Oh, this is your tool friend.
Jens?
Yes. Hello?
Do you know how far did you follow us before we lost the connection?
The lockpick election?
Okay, I just don't hear you, Jens, but so I will just keep talking. The problem now is that the guy of the lockpicker who will help us has spread a tooth in his camp, and now it's... He's collecting his tool again. I think he's finished by now, and now we are ready to leave.
Okay.
So, yes, Jens?
I didn't say anything. Okay. Just continue talking.
I hope you provide me with cigarettes and beer.
Okay, now we go. We are leaving now the... sorry, I can't hear you, Jens. Yeah?
Did you have any contact with the people who are doing this, the network people? Where are they?
I just did the interview, nothing else.
Well, we have to find them now, because they have to say, okay, the lock picking, the lick poking. My God, this is terrible. No.
Do you really...
There has to be somebody of the organization present to say it's okay for him.
Yeah.
Where's the networking tent?
The networking tent is on our way.
Okay.
So we will come there along and... maybe I'm sure we'll find some people.
Yeah. Well, we have a very nice man next to us with a suitcase full of nice little eeny-weeny tools, which I use for lock picking. This is so interesting. I'm so happy that the network went down.
It's an adventure, yeah.
We have such a nice radio program at the moment. It's so live.
Well, it doesn't matter about the network.
Weren't you planning to go to sleep or
yeah, immediately.
So wise
women can change everything.
Well, thank you. My God. Well, this is more than nice women in distress. This is like a whole piece of the camp being not online.
No, it's...
And then on a hackers conference. Terrible.
For me, it's just a sports event.
A sports event, okay.
Yeah, well, for me, the sportive event is opening this lock.
Okay.
And if I can provide help being successful by opening this lock, okay, me providing has to be successful.
Oh, this is so exciting. My God. You're from Germany?
Yeah.
He's blonde.
Yeah. Blue-eyed.
Blonde, blue-eyed, German guy. Single as well. Oh, my God. This is what's happening on Saturday night when you're...
I'm a lock fisher, huh?
Now we have passed the main tent. We have passed the main tent and the side of the diesel generators, and now we are coming to the head of
net. That's true. The FHQ tent.
FHQ tent.
Oh, this is going to be so exciting. I hope my juice and my phone is working.
I hope the phone connection is working, because I can't hear the studio, but I hope they can go.
Well, we are with you, and you have drawn.
Hello? This is...
Hello?
Yeah, this is Radio Space Station 5, and...
The rest of the world?
we are live on this phone, connected. We are broadcasting.
Ingo, can you hear me?
To get to the router, why the radio and the rest of the camp is not online.
Ingo, can you hear me?
The most important thing of this is... Can you put your signature or say okay to this volunteer of the lockpicking organization to open the door to re-router? Okay, what do you think?
We cannot. The switch of this problem is in the building that is secured, and we already triggered the alarm once.
Are you already tried to get in?
No, we on a different occasion we were busy around the building, and we already triggered the alarm of that building. So we don't want to do that again.
Okay.
It's an alarm.
So,
And
there is no way to get anybody from the university to get here, like, oh, we have a problem. Please help us.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. My God, we got this man out of his tent to help us to get those barriers down, cold doors with locks. But it's no legal way to do it. No. The police will come and stuff and problems and any et cetera, et cetera. Uh-huh. And while we're also happy that the university gives us this space to be here. Exactly, I understand. Yeah, we should be grateful, exactly. My God, what should we do? What's your name?
Marco.
Marco. I think this is where our story ends, in
I
a way.
Think we just go back to the radio, Tim.
We will have a drink.
Yeah, let's go to the radio, Tim.
I left my glasses, yeah. Not taking 10 anyway. Well, headquarters of the network.
You want a drink? You want a lock to be open?
My God, this is getting very comfy here. All those men here doing all those things they have to do. What a Big Mac light are you wearing? Mine is so full. Marco, thank you very much for cooperating with us. And, yeah, a lot of people with you. Because we are not connected to the net anymore with the radio station and other people, we are sort of, yeah, we are the lifeline for those people who are online outside of this campsite.
But I think all the people participating in the camp and not participating in the camp can download the sessions, the radio sessions afterwards, though.
I hope so. Are we? Are
yes,
we lost?
Yes, we are. We are recording this, and somehow we will get
to
some of the internet.
We have something to listen to.
Yeah. Do the audience of the radio show have the information where is mounted the webcam?
Webcam?
With webcam?
You didn't mention anyone, huh?
No.
There are webcams overall. Overall the site.
Yeah,
each toilet is controlled by webcam. You didn't know.
No, we just watched the report we made for the site of the Hall 2001 about the toilet cam. Hey, guys, thank you very much. And good luck.
The toilet cams have been very successful, haven't they?
The toilets are very successful, exactly with the cams. So that's one reason I don't go there.
You don't go to the toilet.
No, I don't go to the toilet. I've been holding this up for days now. So don't invite me in your tent. Hey, but Marco, really great that you want to volunteer and you're here totally geared up. And the only thing we needed was an okay from the headquarters.
Yeah, well.
But we didn't know that the whole fucking building was sort of wired with an alarm. And that's a bummer, isn't it? As a lock picker, I think.
I think that's normal. That's quite normal. Everything.
Yeah.
Security has to be.
You know.
There is a kind of basic security. Like in the official buildings, there is a kind of central alarm system.
Yeah.
If it is touched by a kind of intrusion detection, like we try to repair our uplink.
Yeah.
There is an alarm, the police comes, or the security comes. This is quite normal. Every burglar has to think of this.
Yeah.
And, so, we as lockpickers, providing you help like this, always have to take the security of the organization to say, okay, if there is any alarm, you have to sign for these alarms. Huh? We help you. But we help you on the locks which are owned by you or which are owned by you temporarily.
I thought it was only like a hobby. You sit on a sort of mattress without your shoes and you just open a lock like, oh my God, I did it again. But this is more exciting in a way.
Well, normally it's just a hobby. But, this emergency big sad case is worth about, I think, $1,200.
Oh, my God.
There are some tools inside and some knowledge inside my brain, which is also worth about $12.50. And in combination, you got a result of, more than $1,000.
Yeah. I'm going to walk with you, not to go into your tent to see all the content of your case, but I left my cup of nice wine, rosé. We talked already about
I think I will go back to
our radio station. Yeah, you go to the radio station. I work with Marco.
So we separate now. And
see you later, Ingo.
Yeah, see you. You will come back, yeah?
Go yeah, I will.
Okay.
So, I hope you did understand everything, and right now I'm going back to the radio tent and will be there in approximately 15 seconds. And yes, I'm coming in. Hello. I'm hearing my own voice, so I think this worked out. Hello, Jan.
Hello.
So,
I think we should.
So.
Which microphone?
The number 4, so
yeah.
Now we don't need the telephone anymore.
Yeah, I think, Ingo, you will really have fun with the next telephone bill, because these are all international calls.
Oh, more than that, double international calls, because...
You're roaming in the Netherlands with a German cellular phone, and, yeah, you're doing a lot of phone calls for a very long time.
From the Netherlands to Germany, from Germany to back to the Netherlands, and... Oh yeah,
yeah.
No,
we all have to suffer, but it was really, really amazing what you did. Okay.
I think also it was worth the case.
Yeah,
it definitely
was worth it. Yeah.
So, actually, this was a really adventure, especially with running around with a mobile phone and trying to fetch up all the speeches that were going on. Quite amazing.
But I think you got the point. Along very well, because at some point a lot of people entered the tent and you had a fan club just listening to your radio.
I think it's
especially with Pauline, you can't do anything wrong. She's amazing.
She's great. It's unbelievable. So she still has on her phone the connection to the radio station in Amsterdam, which can't hear our stream right now because of the broken internet.
So she will be having fun with her next telephone bill as well?
Yes, but I don't think in this way, because she's doing only a national call.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, and it's corporate cost. So
this fits nicely with the T-shirts they're selling here.
It's my private bill for the mobile. Take the microphone here.
Yeah.
It's number... Which microphone is it? It's... Oh, the label's gone. Microphone number 1.
Number 1.
Hello. Okay, now, but Lisette's phone calls will be on corporate accounts or corporate... This is like this open channel in Amsterdam that gives out money if you actually fill it. And we got them to call us back, so it's on their account. So she could probably go on all night and wouldn't care at all.
Yeah.
The beauty of public spending on open channels.
Yes, the beautiful amount on the footprint of our telephone bill that you get in your own letterbox.
Yeah.
But I think...
Did you ever receive a telephone bill that was like with all the calls listed and it was not sent to you as a letter but as a package?
No, not until now, but...
The
letters are sometimes very, 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 very heavy.
Yeah.
With more than 10 pages in it.
Okay.
Well, in Holland, they actually do that. I don't get a bill. Yeah, I get a final bill. But if I want to look up what I actually called, I have to go on the internet.
Oh.
They don't send bills out anymore because it's too expensive.
Hmm.
The bills are getting too long. So you just get, like, the final amount.
Yeah.
It's what you have to pay. If you really want to know what you've been calling, you have to go on the internet. There's no other way.
Okay, let's try to play some more music. Is
yes.
there anything prepared, or do we just have to
we will do
talk
some music
around.
And
yeah.
then...
Robo, did you prepare anything?
Yeah, it's prepared.
another phone in from Ingo. What is it? Number two. Oh,
yes, this is Ingo.
Ingo, can you hear me?
Radio. Yes, I can hear you. I'm live at the bell tower for Radio Space Station 5. And yes, the rumors are true. The door is unlocked and we can open it and go in. So, oh, it's a cloud. Oh, and now we are climbing out to the bell tower. Oh, it's very, very, not very wide in here. Ah, you have to take care of your head here. Oh, it's open, there's no... So now we are approximately 5 or 10 meters off the ground and still climbing out. Oh, it's very high. I didn't mention it before. So, the bell tower. Yeah. Now we can see some network equipment here. They put it here, some base stations on the bell tower, and some cables are hanging around. Jens, can you still hear me?
Yes, we still hear you.
I think so. So I can hear you. And oh, there's another door. So now we are coming to a trap door. We are nearly on top of the bell tower. Oh, here are the bells of the bell tower.
Ingo? Ingo?
No, not the bells. It's
Ingo?
The electronic equipment that controls it.
Ingo?
So, can you tell us something about this here? Oh no, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You won't believe me what here is. Here's some kind of instrument. What is this? It's an organ or something like this. Do you know this?
Oh yes, I think it looks like an organ. Organ? Yes. And there are a lot of keys for hands and fingers and a lot of keys for foot. And there are some synthesizers.
Wires.
There are some wires going to the roof, and we can't see.
We can't see the bells. But why is here an organ on top of the bell tower? It makes no sense to me.
You can.
Ingo?
I think we could
Ingo,
operate
can you hear me?
The bells from here.
Ingo?
I don't think that someone of us can play on the instrument, but we could try to make a sound, should we? No, I don't.
Hello?
I don't
Hello?
So it's unbelievable. Here's some technical equipment on top of the bell tower as well. So there's a little laptop showing a ping to www.heise.de, our new site in Germany. And also, that's very interesting, a timetable of the local transporting system in Cologne, in the Cologne and Bonn region, the region where I came from. Maybe this has something to say, but I don't think so. And now we are trying to... Here's another technical equipment. What is this here?
Solid state playback cassette.
So here's some kind of MIDI computer controlling the bell tower. The bells, it's unbelievable. It's
playback keyboard? Test bells? Should we start up the test bells?
Can we do this? There's a key inside.
There's
this
a master key.
Oh, hopefully we won't get in trouble if we try this.
Here we can arrange. We can arrange the duration of the songs. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
So, that's
program. Start.
Yes.
Start button.
Maybe we just press it. Jens,
I hope I can hear you. I just hear nothing on this phone. Can you turn up the volume? Oh, no. Yeah, I remember. We are not. You haven't connected me, so I can hear you. There's a noise going on. Oh, there are coming up people. People are coming up to the bell tower. Shit, there's no way out. We heard the steps. So go off the fall trap, please. Nah, it's a very stupid thing to do this here in the radio. Oh, there's a noise. It's incredible. The whole building is
steel construction.
It's wackelig. Übersetzt man das Jens? Du kannst besser Englisch. Yeah, it's swinging. It's swinging. The whole building is swinging. So we can still. I will open the trap by myself, the trap door, because they are coming here and we can't get away. So I suppose we should go downstairs. Or they are coming up. Hello, who are you? Yes, we are here from making a radio show, actually, for Radio Space Station 5. We are live on the broadcasting. Who are you? And
I'm Big Mac. I'm from the wireless team. You're not allowed in here. I'm sorry to be spoiled for it. You will leave now.
So you are from the wireless team that is controlling for the wireless network here. Yes, actually, we have some problems with the network, but really, we have nothing to do with this. No, we haven't touched anything of the wireless equipment here, I promise.
It's okay. I trust you not to have touched the wireless network, but you have no... You cannot be here. You will leave now. Otherwise, we will make a big fuss out of this.
Yes, it's already a big fuss, I think. Yeah, okay. We are being catched. No wonder. We were transmitting live on the radio so that everyone can hear this. So, why?
You don't like your picture to be taken, you shouldn't be up
here. Yeah, you're making pictures of us. So now, I think this game is a little bit over, so we are leaving now.
That would be a good thing.
Okay. So.
Ingo, can you hear me?
They're going on some discussions about the open door.
Ingo, can you hear me? Ingo.
They are discussing, the people here are still discussing with us. So. This is high, this is so high here.
Ingo, can
and
you hear me?
Windy. It's very windy here.
Ingo.
Now he's talking about the insurance problem that we are not insured when something is happening, blah, blah, blah.
Ingo! Ingo!
Actually, we've got some
Hello, Ingo.
People looking at us now on the ground of the bell tower. So, 5 more meters and we are downstairs on the ground again. Oh. So, now the last few steps. And we open the door and are outside now again. Hello? Hello? So now there are some people here downstairs. Did you listen to the radio?
Yes, we did.
So it was really working out because I don't hear the what we're transmitting, and I really don't know if it's working out, but it seems to have worked out.
Yeah, it worked really good.
you were to hear loud and clear.
So, yeah.
Wir haben es ja übertragen, das war okay.
So, I think the security of the network crew didn't know, but we are still live on Space Station 5, as I told you before. did you hear this on the radio, or did you see us making noise when we got up there, talking loud into the phone? And
I think some of the bystanders saw you, and they got the wireless team, because we were the only one that got into this to put up the wireless network. And it was a big hassle to be allowed in.
And yeah, but...
They were making a lot of problems about insurance and falling out and that shit, so... We had to promise, cross our heart, and not let anyone in.
Yeah, but it was unlocked. I don't know who it is.
It was unlocked.
Already,
I'm sure.
That was already told that if there is any door with some lock, it should be unlocked or it will be unlocked because there is no chance to lock anything here.
I have my own lock picking set. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you know about audio base.
We had a good time.
We have a very good time. Thank you.
It's a great honor.
But when you are here, so maybe you can answer me the question. What does this organ mean in the top of the building?
It's in Dutch it's called Carl Jung. It's former director who left, who wanted to make sure he was remembered, so they gave him this bell thing which is computer controlled and it plays every hour that annoys the hell out of everyone. So when we got in here, the fuses were out and the switches were off. And there was no power to it because everybody didn't like the music.
So normally when there's no hell on this campsite,
it should play every hour normally.
We have seen the electronic equipment controlling the bells, and if you would have come a few minutes later, we might have pressed some buttons and making a loud noise, putting everybody awake or at least to wonder. Yeah, be ashamed of yourself.
You call it electronic equipment. Ah, I call it electric equipment. That's not a computer, really.
Yeah, but some sort of needy device is up there.
Okay. Good, yes.
Okay, so I think there are quite a few people around here, meanwhile, listening to the radio show, I think. Yeah. What do now? What will we do now?
What will we do now?
We
have the bomb.
I think we should go back to the radio camp. And, yes, say that again.
Find the next fun thing to do.
Okay, so, we'll hope to find some next thing to do. And, but until now, we will go back to the radio tent, and Jens, I suppose you make some music now before I come back. This was Ingo live from the Bell Tower adventure for Radio Space Station 5 live from the phone. Bye.
So we will play some music, and yeah, thank you very much for your report. This is what Action News is about.
Hacking is not allowed in the Netherlands. Hacking is not allowed in the Netherlands. That you don't have to commit crimes to have a nice time.
Thank you.
This is gonna be on the internet anyway, so
okay, yeah.
This is live now. So, Ingo, you've been into
the bell tower.
Okay, you tell it.
So, have you heard it on the radio here?
Yes, of course. Yeah. But we want to hear your story. So you went in and...
Oh, yes.
Was the door open?
The door was open. So actually, we heard some rumors that the door to the bell towers may be open.
Yeah.
And we took our chance and got there, of course, with a telephone connection to the radio station.
Yeah.
And we got up there. The door was actually open. We opened the door and climbing up on the bell tower.
Yeah.
And, up there there were some quite interesting technique. Some
mechanics.
Mechanics for the bells. And before we could press any buttons and play around,
yeah,
there was coming the people who care for that we don't do this.
The security guys.
No, not actually the security, the network guys.
We're the same people we asking, like, can we lockpick the door from the university to get to the router?
No, it wasn't the same people. it was some other people who was caring about the wireless network. So on the bell tower there are quite a lot of antennas and base stations for the wireless network, and they were responsible for this.
Yeah.
And they took a photo of you. I heard it on the radio.
Yes, they took
a photo of you.
They took a photo of me. So we heard them coming up long before they actually were there, because the tower is very high and we heard the steps. we didn't know what to do. We couldn't get out.
just keep on going.
No, so we just waited there for the for the people. And the first thing when they opened the trap door for the last floor up there, they took a photo of us. Chick, 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 chick.
So that's a nice souvenir to take home.
And actually, when we were going down from the bell tower, there were quite a few people outside waiting for us who have heard this all live on Space Station 5.
Ah, that's cool. But I'm still wondering with a question. What are you all going to do when you're at the bell tower? I know there was a laptop, wireless one, from somebody. I don't say who's, whatever. But what are you planning to do there? Because the bell tower is up high and wireless and anything, but I still don't see the picture.
Actually, we just want to know what is up there.
Is that the reason? Are you sure? I'm going to that guy.
Really?
Yes.
I heard this.
He wasn't there, and he wasn't there. Okay. What was up there?
Yeah, actually, an organ.
It's really strange.
Table,
yeah. So you've been in the cabin where there's windows, where I thought, well, this is a nice space for a radio station.
Oh, yes, I think so. There are windows in every direction. And in the middle of the room, there was a table with keys for feet and for the fingers. And there was a little electronic to operate the bells. And I think perhaps we had some minutes more. We would have tried to push some buttons and look if the electronic is working good.
To make some noise with the bells and wake up the whole camp.
Yeah, well, it would be nice to have an MP3 on your wireless laptop and connect it to the organ to play. Well, Death Candy's kill, 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 kill the poor.
Oh no, the bars wasn't connected to a wireless LAN.
No, that's what I was thinking. If you go to the tower, you don't know what you find there. See how to connect your network or your software to the mechanical ware to make them play your MP3s on the organ. That would be nice. Yeah, yeah, MIDI. Indeed. Thank you, Alan. It's Alan again. That would be a nice thing. My God, you had two very special adventures.
Yes, it was very, very, very exciting and very funny for you, indeed.
It was a shame you didn't have a webcam on your head or something, and people could see this, because this was so exciting. I give the microphone back to you, because I don't want to be on air all the time. And I think maybe it's some time for music or jingle at least.
Well, yeah, let's play a jingle and some music. Well, I have to turn this
down. Station 5.
I am curious, Lieutenant. What does it mean, groovy?
There is only one way to find out. Listen to Space Station 5 on 97.1 FM.
So you're listening to Space Station 5, and we want to remind you that we still have our call-in feature, and we would really love to have a call-in from someone here at the camp listening to us in this morning hour. Maybe you have listened to the report from the Bell Tower, which I think wrote radio history, and you may call us at 0049 171 8375 693. Again, 0049 for Germany, 171 837 5693. Please, if you're listening, call us and we will have a talk to you here on Space Station 5.
hello, this is Ingo from Radio Space Station 5. And the jingle. Oh, sorry. Oh, I got a crumble in my stomach. So people, either you are too shy, or you are still asleep, or nobody's hearing us, I don't know, but nobody's calling. So actually we don't know what to talk about anymore. And it would be fine if you call us.
Yeah, I think we could tell the people about some things that they could do without network connectivity. Like today we had the great Chaos Computer Club football match.
Football match, yeah. But, yeah, maybe some people have seen this.
Yeah, and it was really, until now, with your Action News report, which was another highlight of the day. The football match was my highlight for today, because it was not really football or soccer, as you call it in the US. It was nerdball. And
yeah.
For a few minutes, we tried to establish the variant of football with two balls in the game. And, well, it was really, really funny, because looking at nerds doing sports is such a great sight, isn't it?
Yeah, we have a short intermission.
Because there's another sports site quite near to the radio tent, and I was sort of suspicious of it before, but I did it today and it's so much fun.
Sports?
Power Pong. If you have like any 5 minutes spare between lectures or whatever, go to the Power Pong. It's absolutely fucking brilliant.
Power Pong, yes, I'm listed in the Hall of Fame.
I think probably almost everybody here on Hell has played Pong in her or his childhood. And to see it recreated like this was like amazing. I mean, it involves some physical activity, but it's sort of moderate. And it's a lot of fun. If you haven't been there, go there. Go there, go there. You'll be so sorry if you missed it.
It's so great, because you can play a computer game while you're doing physical activity. And that's the best thing, I think. But about a football game, there's somebody tipped the OSCE tent, but we're doing a radio show as well. That, what was it? Berlin with Duisburg?
No, Düsseldorf, but I think the Düsseldorf people, they missed the point, because they had training before, and they even had shirts for their team, and it looked too professional. And
my God.
Yeah, so Ingo and myself, we are from Cologne, western part of Germany, and well, of course, beforehand we had all this we will beat the shit out of you and stuff like that. But
testosterone, guys.
Yes.
Gonna kick your ass.
But in the end, we didn't even manage to form a team of the Cologne people, and so we teamed up with Berlin. And in the end, it was all against these guys from Düsseldorf with all
their
preparation.
But it was not that serious, because a lot of people were footballing or playing soccer with beer bottles in their hands.
Yeah, one guy was running around and having his bottle of mate in his hands, and because if you run, you get thirsty, and then it's nice to have a bottle of mate handy, isn't it?
Yeah, on the road.
I think the highlight of the football game was the first A team that came up against 2002.
Yeah.
The Düsseldorfers bring up a complete first aid camp with them. They are involved in the first aid here on the camp.
Yeah.
And
at some point of the game, just to give it a look like in the professional, someone is fouled, and there was actually very little fouls in this game.
Yeah.
Very little physical activity.
But who won? That's what we want to know.
There's different opinions about that. It's not easy to say.
Well, that's the point of playing soccer, I think.
Yes, in the middle of the game we forgot to
Yeah,
so it was quite difficult to figure out who is not.
Well, and somebody threw himself to the ground, and well, there was a real first aid action on the game as well, just as in the professional football games.
Yeah, like Rudy Fuller.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think that's enough soccer shit.
Yeah.
As long as we don't hear any scores, how many scores were there? How many goals were there made?
We don't know. Nobody counted.
That's stupid.
Well, I think we won.
Morally, we won.
Leaving in the middle, I think.
Don't forget that you can still call us. Our telephone number is 0049-171-837-5693. So again, 0049 for Germany, 171 for a mobile phone, and 837-5693.
Space.